Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to r/AmItheButthole, where people post their questions, queries, and stories on Reddit, trying to work out if they were in the wrong in a certain situation or not. Am I the butthole for no longer letting my boyfriend eat what I cook after he rated my food in front of my family? I am 25, and my boyfriend, Jerry, who is 31, has a culinary art diploma. He works two jobs related to his field, the first as a chef in a restaurant, and the second as a cooking instructor. We've been dating for almost 16 months now, by the way. I had no real experience in cooking, but he encouraged me to learn and helped my skills improve so much, even though he has a habit of rating every meal I cook, which I find a bit rude. For example, this meal gets a 7 out of 10, or this meal gets an 8.3 out of 10, or even, this one would have gotten 9 out of 10 if the sauce wasn't so salty, etc. Now look, I didn't feel great with him rating my food, no matter the score, but he says he's helping me improve, so anyway. My family came over to visit, and I wanted to cook their favourite meals. Jerry sat with my parents and chatted until food was ready. He started eating and kept making comments about my choice of meals. Once he put his fork down, he cleared his throat and literally started rating every dish I made by giving me 7 out of 10 for this, 4.8 out of 10 for that, and 6 out of 10 for the last dish. My family was so confused and I was floored. I felt awful as he kept giving advice on how to improve my score next time. He also kept a straight face while doing it. It was awkward, just awkward the entire evening. We had a huge argument after my family left, and I told Jerry that he acted poorly and embarrassed me when he started rating my food in front of my family. I said to him that I'm not gonna have him eat what I cook anymore. He said I was overreacting and claimed that what he was doing was just constructive criticism and that I shouldn't take it personally since he's just used to rating his students' work. I said I wasn't his dang student and he wasn't Gordon Ramsay to be heavily putting my efforts down in front of family. He got offended and said my reaction was way over the top since he was just giving constructive criticism in order for me to make progress. And he said that he was trying to help, and that the Gordon Ramsay comment was totally uncalled for, and just a low blow to his abilities as a respectable chef with a respectable career. He then asked what made me think it was okay to come at him like that, over just a few ratings. He stated he was hurt, and went to stay with a friend for the night, probably expecting an apology from me. So, am I the butthole? Sorry, OP, you think you might be the butthole? Are you joking? Are you mad? This Gordon Ramsay wannabe is a total fraud, by the way. I do not care what little license or certificate you've got. Shove it up your ass. Right, don't do that. It wouldn't make any sense. Oh, sorry, it was a culinary art diploma. I still don't care, whatever it is. Doesn't mean you can go around rating my cooking in front of my own parents. Are you joking? By the way, it's completely different. If OP asked for it to be rated, that's completely fine. Like, you can't argue with that. You've asked for it. He's done it. That's calm. The problem is, OP didn't ask. Why are you rating it, you f***ing loser? Just eat the food, shut up, go to bed like a good boy. Moving on now to our second post. Am I the butthole for saying I prefer sushi to children? Okay, so straight to it. My husband and I, both in our early 30s, have been together for over a decade and made the decision not to have kids. Don't get me wrong, I like kids. I've got nieces and nephews, we just don't want them for our own reasons. He had a vasectomy, which only a few people know about, and now the whole internet. Anyway, our families are aware we don't want kids, as they've asked us before during different major life events, our wedding for instance. We recently bought a 3-bedroom house with a nice yard in a nice area. Excited to show our new home to family and friends. Major upgrade to our previous home, we hosted a housewarming. During the party, one of my siblings-in-law, Alex, made a few indirect comments about all this space and that kids would love it in our house, etc. Eventually, they asked point blank when we were having kids. I made a lighthearted joke about it, which is my go-to for this question. Oh, well, you see, I like sushi too much to have to give it up for pregnancy. Plus, not drinking for pregnancy and breastfeeding? No thanks. I tried to make it very lighthearted and laugh it off. Most people just laughed along. That, though, seemed to anger Alex, and I was told, "Children are a joy, and a good mother puts her kids before everything else." I agreed. Yeah, children are a joy. I like spending time with the nieces and nephews, and obviously I can't be a good mum if I chose sushi over kids, so I just won't be a mum. Paraphrased. At this point, I was still trying to brush it off in a gentle way, because I'm not trying to start a fight by telling them to stop asking in front of everyone, because I know my tone will be seen as rude and abrasive. So we move on, but Alex is clearly still annoyed and making little comments in their group about how flippant I am about it, and how when it finally happens, then I'll understand. My husband heard this and said jokingly, "Well, if she gets pregnant, that'll be a problem for the divorce lawyers." That, though, seemed to annoy them even more, but they stopped. Do these guys just not get sarcasm then? I guess that's the situation here. With holidays coming up, we've not been invited to Alex's usual Halloween bonfire. When my husband spoke to his parents, they told him Alex was annoyed we were so careless and callous about our child-free status. And after saying what we did, they'd realised that we had taken permanent steps to ensure we never have kids, that we know they had to do IF to have kids, etc., and we are buttholes to just not care. I feel bad because they did do IF and lots of fertility treatments to have their kids, and even then they still had a few miscarriages. I can't imagine wanting kids and struggling to have them and then dealing with miscarriages. But at the same time, I'm so tired of justifying living my life how I want. So, am I the butthole? Alright, let me get this straight. You are asking if you're the butthole for making a few sarcastic jokes and living your life the way you want to live it. Now, if that makes you the butthole, I'm absolutely because I've been doing that for 23 years, baby. But I mean, apart from just saying, no, you're not the butthole. Do whatever you want in your life. It's your life. And by the way, I'm not the biggest fan of sushi, but some people love it. So maybe you actually do like sushi more than kids. Who knows? I guess we'll never know. Now for our third post. Am I the butthole for not letting my in-laws stay in my home overnight to catch an earlier flight? I hate having people in my home. Hate it with a passion. I've always hated people in my space in general, to where my bedroom was an off-limits zone, period. I don't have people over to entertain them, never did sleepovers as a kid, just altogether F that. There's no abnormal psych behind it, I'm not remotely introverted, I just hate it. It actually took me a long time to let my now husband into my apartment when I lived alone, and he's always been very respectful. He also feels pretty similarly, but it's more a creature of habit thing for him. We live about 30 minutes from the largest airport in my state, and my in-laws live about 3 hours away. Oftentimes, they'll meet us for dinner or something nearby on their way to or from their flights. Well, now there's a big stink, because my father-in-law and mother-in-law asked to sleep over so they could get a good night's rest before heading off to wherever they're traveling for Thanksgiving. I said no without an explanation. They asked again closer to the date. Are you sure it won't work? And I said no again. My mother-in-law asked me again now that we're just a few days out. She asked why, if we had guests, and I just said, we don't have the space. She was put out by this and got annoyed, asking what the big deal was. It was just one night and it would save them a lot of hassle. At this point, my husband took over and said no, that we aren't a makeshift hotel, and to please stop asking. He then said that we just don't like having people over, period, and it's nothing personal. The nothing personal line really annoyed his mum, who is now making a big stink up and down social media with all the in my day and I would never, which is totally fine because she doesn't mind it, obviously. So, am I the butthole? For F's sake, a hotel nearby isn't going to be more than $150, and it's not like they're strapped for cash. Ah, now here we go, guys. One that's going to make you think. Before I even comment, please do get in the comments yourself and let me know what you reckon. Is OP the butthole or are their parents the buttholes? I want to know. Comment down below. I'm very interested to see your thoughts before I even start mentioning mine. All right, now if you haven't commented down below, first of all, you're a little rat because you've not done what I told you to do. Second of all, here are my thoughts. I think, OP, that you actually are the butthole because yes, I get it. It is your home. And those of you that have written down in the comments, it's their house, their rules. I do understand that. But then again, it's your husband's parents, and the benefit that they're going to get from staying in your house for one night for free is way better than the negatives that you're going to have from having them for one night, surely. I mean, purely on the financials alone, they're going to save minimum $150, which is a lot of money, and you're going to have no more costs hosting them for one night. I mean, maximum what? Doing your laundry in their bedsheets. I mean, that's fine. A little bit of work, fine. Not a big deal. But by not letting them stay, you're just ruining your relationship a little bit for no real reason. And also, I don't really get why you just wouldn't let them in for one night. It's not as if they're staying around for dinner even, or, you know, breakfast, or, you know, using your utilities. They're just sleeping in the bed for one evening. That's it. And you have the space. You're just being difficult for no reason. And I get it. You like your own space, but these are your husband's parents. Surely you can let them stay for one night. That's not that deep, is it? But guys, seriously, I actually want to know your thoughts on this one, because this one is not clear. I want to know what you reckon.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And now for our final post of today's episode. Am I the butthole for wanting my husband to turn off the lights and faucets? I'm not sure anymore, and I think I've gone insane. I'm posting here out of desperation, because I've been having this discussion with my husband for months. I used to think I was reasonable, but his inability to understand makes me think I'm insane. Please, help me with your objective feedback. Well, don't worry, I am as objective as they come. My husband and I live together in an apartment. I go to work every day at 7 a.m. and by the time I get home at 7 p.m, the lights are on in every room and the water is running in the kitchen and the bathroom sinks. According to him, they are on all day, every day. I cannot work from home and we're wasting a lot of money. I've asked him if there's any reason he needs to turn them on all day, but he tells me that it's impossible to turn the lights and water off. What am I reading? When I told him it is not impossible because he can turn them off using his hands, he says, but you have hands and you choose not to work as a mechanic, so I also can choose not to turn it off. Is this serious? What? I tell him that's different because it costs money and it's bad to waste resources, but he insists it's the same thing because I can technically be a mechanic but choose not to do so. So why does he have to choose to turn off the lights? When I'm at home, I turn them off after him, and it doesn't seem to cause him any discomfort to have them off, but he just refuses to turn them off himself. When I talk to him about it, he says I'm nagging him and that I should leave him alone. Is he right that I am wrong, and is his mechanic analogy accurate? By the way, we are a single income household, and I know he could be paying less for bills if he'd stop leaving things on all day long. OP. You listen to me and you listen here closely. Have you married a two-year-old? What is this logic that I'm reading in front of my poor eyes? I feel bad for myself because I had to read that. And I feel bad for you because you just listened to it, dear listener, viewer. But what was that? I mean, seriously, what is this mechanic analogy? It's the shit analogy I've ever heard in my life. And trust me, you guys that know me well know that I've heard some bad analogies in my time. That's at the very top. There's nothing more that I can say to that. Turn the lights off and turn the sink. But to be fair, the lights, like, who cares? Yeah, it's good to turn the lights off. I quite like having a bright house, so I do keep some lights on in general when I'm the only one at home. But the water? You're just having the taps running for what? Do you like the noise of it? Are you a fan of waterfalls? I don't get it. I really, really don't. Obviously, again, OP, not the butthole. Are you joking? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/am I the butthole. 4 very entertaining posts there. The last one I just do not understand. Leave that man. If you are new to the channel and you want to see more from this subreddit straight away, check out this video. Again, it's probably as ridiculous as the one you've just watched. If you are new, subscribe as well and turn notifications on so you never miss a daily upload. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new one. Take care, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.